Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
How do you manage data for your cattle business? Performance Beef is a comprehensive technology solution, integrating feed, financial, and health information into one easy-to-use platform. Hear how it's helped Chris Urbanczyk manage health data on his cattle operation.
Just keeping track of the drugs instantaneous. Guys finish at the chute, I can look it up at the office. Or if I'm at the house, I can look it up without having to call three people. I can see what cattle were doctored, if there was too many out of one pen, what's going on. We just got to be smarter with what we have.
Performance Beef helps Chris record processing data, enter costs, and track animal health history, all in real time at the chute. The mobile app also makes it easy to quickly log pasture and pen treatments on the go. Stop relying on pen and paper or complicated programs. Record data in real time with Performance Beef. Search Performance Beef online to request a demo and see how it can help simplify your business.
Talking now with Steve Thompson, the Vice President for Public Policy for Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Steve, you and a group of Farm Bureau members, of course, from Oklahoma, representing the state at the AFBF convention in Atlanta, getting ready for your policy sessions. I know that you had some things that basically had some marching orders from the delegates at the Oklahoma Farm Bureau convention that you've taken through the process to AFBF. What are maybe a couple of things that are important to Oklahoma that will be addressed at this national delegate session?
That's right, Ron. This timing is comes right after our convention in November so that we can get the marching orders, you say, from our members and bring them to the national stage. And Rod and I were part of the resolutions committee in D.C. between our convention and here, and got kind of a preview of where things were going to be. And the hottest topic here is the cattle business, whether it's cattle markets or beef processing and issues that you've seen there. And really a huge majority of it centers around whether or not we would like to support legislation in Congress to require a mandate of packers to purchase a certain minimum amount on the open market versus inside deals with feeders and producers. And you know, Oklahoma has kind of a long tradition of being a free market state, and that's the kind of principles of the economy that we support. And we think that producers and businesses should be able to buy and sell however they see fit. And that was well, there's always concern about, you know, the price of cattle. Things have rebounded pretty well recently, and we'd like to make sure that the government doesn't screw that up, Ron. So we're carrying the flag strongly with a lot of our cattle producing state neighbors on that aspect. However, there are some resolutions that would seek to force the packers to change the way they do business. One of the things that we just got out of a breakout session with Colorado State ag economist, who was pretty blunt with the crowd, that if Congress was to implement a mandate there, it would cost cow calf producers billions of dollars. But what we hear from some of our southeast neighbors is the producers are just so angry at the packers that they would like to try to inflict some pain on them, even though they don't really realize that it would come back to hurt them as well.
Farm Bureau's Steve Thompson saying it will be a very close vote as delegates deliberate whether or not to establish Farm Bureau's position in favor of mandated cash cattle trade or not. That plus a lot of other policy decisions will be determined today by Farm Bureau delegates in Atlanta. You've got Farm News on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, in the new year, it's time for Bell Ringer 34 from Superior Video Livestock Auction. Coming up the 12th, 13th, 14th of January, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It'll be seen on Dish Network Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com, being held live in conjunction with Cattlemen's Congress at Embassy Suites Convention Center, South Meridian in Oklahoma City. 8 a.m. each morning, 139,500 head will be sold. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's the latest agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.